It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby is cooking.
Hello everyone, bienvenue and welcome to a Sound Kitchen Flashback, part two of a conversation I had with W.M. Hunt, an American photograph collector. This program originally aired in 2012. Here we go. Back in November, at the time of the huge photographic exhibition Paris Photo, I met with Mr. Hunt. His book, The Unseen Eye, Photographs from the Unconscious, had just come out in France under the title of L'œil invisible, or The Invisible Eye. We sat down on the stairs at the Grand Palais, looking over, as he put it, a tsunami of photographs, with his book spread over our laps. I showed him the photographs in his collection that I especially liked, but I did tell him that I didn't like everything.
But that's great. I'm about engagement. I like the idea that you're vetting it for yourself and go, I like this one, I don't like that one. But I think it's very much the experience of looking at photographs. Photographs are different from other art forms like sculpture and dance and painting because you've had the experience of looking at millions of photographs, and you may not be able to talk about what's attractive about a photograph, but you know inside, I like this one. It's like when you open the paper in the morning, you look at the photograph on the front page and you go, good one, bad one?
Well, I tell you, one of the first ones, when I turned the page, I said, oh, I think this is beautiful. It's
You're looking at photograph by Alex Webb of four boys who actually have their eyes closed and their arms crossed and they're in some sort of private shared some collective moment of meditation or whatever. I'm always reluctant to say what a photograph actually is, what is the news information of a photograph. I'm actually happy not to know, because then it can suggest many, many readings. One of the things that I love about this particular image is the palette is exquisite. It's this series of peaches and oranges and pinks, and then the skin on the boys is this wonderful sort of dark brown, not really lustrous, but wonderfully captured. I think that Alex is a quite brilliant modern master, and one of the things that he's masterful with is structure. This picture isn't really the best example of how we can structure a photograph, but it has this peace at the heart of it, and I think that it's one of those images which, for me anyways, offers some sort of weird, wonderful respite from whatever chaos you're in.
Yes, it is. It's very peaceful and beautiful, and I love the idea, too, of communal but solitary at the same time. And the colors are fabulous.
He's a great colorist, Alex, and you bring up a point that I talk about for a moment. I always wanted to do a radio program about photographs because I think, wow, what a challenge to translate a visual medium into another one to see if you couldn't conjure up in people's imaginations what the picture actually might, how it might impact on somebody.
Well, that's what old radio shows used to do all the time.
Well, maybe this one too.
Hey, voila, one will hope. I love this one.
You're looking at a sweet little image by Ralph Steiner, and in the image you see two men, a big man and a little man, and they're on the shoreline, and most of the image is an image of the sea. It's a very small print, and it's these two little men, and they're looking at this great yawning abyss. And so many of the pictures are metaphors, and I think that this is such a metaphor for what's next. And in this particular case, I had an anniversary with my partner, and I went, oh, man, what am I going to do? So I actually gave him half the picture because I thought this would be I thought it was a version of everybody, but in particular it was a version of us. So it has a very, it strikes a very personal and private note, but I think it has this epic quality that I respond to. So I'm glad you like that one. People don't pick that one out.
Your book is about invisible eyes, the unseeing eye or the unseen eye.
Yeah.
And yet, the last photograph in your book is an open eye.
Well, that is the period at the end of the sentence. There was this experience that I was in the Metropolitan Museum one day, and I saw this photograph by Bill Brandt of Dubuffet's right eye, and it's wide open. And I had that thing, that epiphany, where all the bells and whistles in your body start ringing and snorting and hissing, and you're steaming, and you're going, oh, my God, look at this. This is spectacular. And it knocked me for a loop. And then I was all by myself, and I just wanted to have somebody else there and go, like, look at this, isn't this great? And I was walking away afterwards, and I went, wow, how strange. The reason why the eye thing works for me is that somehow withholding information, the enigma of an image, can provoke the viewer to have a very personal, private reaction to it, so that their imagination is stimulated and you become a full collaborator with the artist and with the image. So this brand picture was so powerful, but then I recognized that maybe I was done, that maybe that was the end of the collection. After that, I added a few more pictures, but I think psychologically it was the end. And this collection is, for all intents and purposes, done. You know, it's a neurosis, collecting. It's not a bad neurosis, but it's an adjustment to, I think it's a way of handling chaos, that it's creating a kind of order for, the collector creates a kind of order for themselves. Great collections that are very personal, that's what I mean by a great collection, not a shopped collection, which I think is a derogatory way of looking at a collection. But where it really seems to have some personal relationship and resonance with the collector, most often you can see that they're working out something about their identity, about their childhood, about their fantasies. And when they have that kind of very personal resonance, they're so wonderful to experience because it fills you up in a really personal, private way. So the neurosis of collecting is a way of sorting out and of insulating yourself and creating a kind of order where there may not be any.
Bill Hunt, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And so we come to the end of this summer's Sound Kitchen Flashbacks. I hope you enjoyed today's program with photograph collector W.M. Hunt, which originally aired in August 2012. Next week, it's the return of the quiz. You'll hear the answer to the question about Colombia's new president. So be sure and tune in next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here on Radio France International. Talk to you then. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
No. Get up in and wait. I'll see you.